Hello and welcome. This is Sharon. I'm bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. We'll begin our reading on the front page with this week's Eats of the Week column. A smashing good time. Smash House Tavern combines food, cocktails, and entertainment. When Jay and Elle South opened Smash House Tavern last month, it was the goal to create a community sports bar and hangout on the east side of Bloomington. Smash House Tavern opened on March 27th at 503 North Prospect Road, the former location of Ride the Nine Shooters Lounge, which closed in December after over 30 years in business. The 10,000-square-foot space now houses a 500-square-foot video gambling room, in addition to 6 pool tables, 6 dart boards, and 21 4K TVs, which have the MBL and NFL package. Jay South is originally from the Bloomington area, and L South is from Haworth. At 13, Jay South started working for Rosati's Pizza in the northwest suburbs of Chicago and eventually opened his own location in Mount Greenwood. His family begged him to bring Chicago-style pizza to Bloomington, so he opened Rosati's here in Bloomington in 2006, and that's where he met his wife, Elle. The Souths previously worked for restaurant groups in the Los Angeles area, then moved to Las Vegas, where they opened 2 Chicago Guys Pizza Company locations, with one still in business today. I really just wanted to bring this back to a true sports bar restaurant, and that was my interest initially, Jay South said. The space, the parking lot space, the side of town it's on, and then really our concept with fresh bar food and bringing it back to sports and entertainment, it was our goal. Put a little more love into it. Smash House partners with Funk Farms in Shirley to source all the beef for the menu. So far, their most popular menu items are the SOB burger, or smash onion burger, the Nashville hot cheese curds, and the Smash House nachos. They plan to roll out more food items in the future, including Bang Bang Shrimp, a fried chicken sandwich, and daily lunch specials such as Italian beef sandwich, Chicago hot dog, and Chicago pizza bread. L South said their food is made fresh. They hand cut their French fries and even their tortilla chips are made fresh. I think the thing is, too, that we have so many options. Like you can walk around and mingle. It's not where you're stuck at your table and your friends are your only source of entertainment, L South said. There's the games, there's the bartenders that are fun. They make whole cocktails, and you can just walk around and explore and talk to other people, and you're not crammed in just one space. Smash House also has a Bartender Drink of the Week special, where they pick one bartender and one liquor, and then ask the bartender to make drinks to see how it sells. Happy hour is from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, offering draft beer specials, $3 well cocktails, and $4 sangria. And on the weekends, they offer a shot special. Jay South said their specialty cocktails are creative, and they have different kinds of glassware, fresh juices, and garnishes to help them stand out. L South said the unique drinks help keep their customers engaged as well. The Souths want to start offering Sunday brunch and are building a stage for bands to play live music this summer, featuring rotating cover bands and signed artists. Smash House also has started hosting music bingo and trivia through Twin City Trivia. Music bingo is at 7 p.m. on Mondays, and trivia is at 6 p.m. on Sundays. In the future, the Smiths plan to add comedy shows through Twin City Trivia, plus karaoke and DJs. Their patio will be finished in the next couple of weeks, and the billiards lounge side will be open in May. I think overall, they've, the customers, been really welcoming to how it's changed, being able to see some of their same bartenders that they've had before. That's helped, Jay South said. They've been really nice. They've been very supportive. And they've told a lot of people and their friends, hey, they did great things here. It's daily. People come in, they say, wow, this is not what I expected. So for me, that's the most exciting thing right now. El South said this spring or summer they plan to launch a film series where they'll choose a movie, play it on the patio with a screen and projector, and create a cocktail or food special inspired by the films. We're the destination and not the pit stop. You can stop somewhere and have your before cocktail, but you need to end your night here, El South said. I think from our experience of working on the West Coast, we have a lot of ideas that haven't made their way here yet, so we're using that to our advantage as much as possible. If you wish to go again, this restaurant is called Smash House Tavern, located at 503 North Prospect Road in Bloomington. Their hours are 11 a.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. You can reach them by telephone at 309-662-1009 or look for Smash House Tavern page on Facebook. Today's flick fact question. Millions just aren't what they used to be. As an example, Illinois State University's Watterson Towers, one of the world's largest college dormitory complexes, cost $14.4 million to build in 1968. How does that compare with the salary today of pro basketball superstar LeBron James? And the answer, on just his salary alone, which is $128 million a year, in only 1 year, LeBron could build 8 Watterson Towers at its 1968 price and still have about $13 million left over. By the way, the highest paid professional athlete back in 1968 was baseball's Willie Mays. He made an astronomical amount of money for 1968, $125,000 a year. And how time flies locally from the back pages of the Pantograph. 100 years ago on April 30th, 1925, Paxton remains without a mayor after the April 21st election resulted in a tie between H.E. Duncan and A.H. Nelson. In accordance with the custom of casting lots, both candidates were given the opportunity to flip a coin. 2 aldermen were chosen to represent the candidates after they both declined to participate. The winner of the coin toss, Nelson, subsequently refused the office. After 10 days from the date of the meeting, the council will have to call another election. 75 years ago, April 30th, 1950, formal opening of the Fruin Clinic at Fell Avenue and North Street in Normal will be on May 1st. It will house the practice of Dr. L.T. Fruin and Dr. H.C. Lyman. The clinic was built in memory of the late Dr. Fred C. McCormick. 50 years ago, on April 30, 1975, named among the national winners of merit scholarships were Julia L. Wrighton, daughter of Normal Mayor Carol Wrighton, and her husband Earl Wrighton, of 403 Marion in Normal, and W. Danwith Townley, the son of Judge and Mrs. Wayne C. Townley, of 906 Crestline in Normal. Both students attended University High School. And 25 years ago today, April 30th, 2000, the first year of a vehicle arresting barrier at the U.S. 136 railroad crossing in McLean, one of only three such systems in operation in the country, has been fraught with malfunctions, accidents, and shutdowns. When working properly, the high-tech system drops steel netting to block both sides of the crossing as the trains approach. Since it opened on March 16, 1999, there have been a half dozen accidents, mostly attributed to driver error. Higher education, Heartland, Milliken, OK, transfer deal. Milliken University in Decatur and Heartland Community College in Normal have a new agreement designed to help the transfer process for Heartland students pursuing over 40 different Bachelor of Arts degrees at Milliken. The automatic acceptance agreement was signed Tuesday at Heartland and will ensure guaranteed admission to Milliken for Heartland students who complete associate degrees in arts, science, or engineering science with a 2.0 cumulative GPA. The agreement will take effect beginning with the 2024-25 academic year. This agreement is about more than just transferring credits, Milliken Acting President Mary Black said Tuesday. It's about ensuring a customized, supportive transition for students. It eliminates uncertainty and gives students a defined roadmap toward achieving their academic goals. The admissions agreement will put Heartland graduates on track to complete a bachelor's degree within an additional 2 years or four semesters at Milliken. The agreement also allows Heartland honor students to be automatically accepted into Milliken's James Milliken Honors Scholars Program. Under the new agreement, Heartland students who transfer to Milliken will be able to choose from more than 40 degrees in programs including business communication, elementary education, environmental studies, multimedia communication, political science, English students, history, sports and recreation management, arts administration, criminal justice, organization leadership, sociology, and others. This effort, and the efforts of many of others here at Heartland, clearly demonstrate our commitment to pathways to our students, to advance them to their desired degrees in an accessible and affordable way, said Heartland President Keith Cornile. For some, the pathways will be short-term certificates that may lead them directly into the workforce and into a job. For others, the goal leads them to transfer to a four-year institution like Milliken University. Black said she and others pursued this initiative as a way to remove barriers students may face at other four-year institutions and to make sure students have a seamless pathway toward their goals. We really wanted to spread the work and get out here and partner with our community college partners to make sure we're really serving the students, Black said. Heartland graduates can also take advantage of the Milliken Tuition Promise and the Big Blue Pledge Illinois Free Tuition Program, which began in the fall of 2024. The Milliken Tuition Promise provides a reduced tuition rate of $26,000 for full-time traditional undergraduate students, and an annual inflationary tuition rate increase of less than 4%, or about $1,000 each year into the future. The Big Blue Pledge is for Illinois students who lack the financial options necessary for a private college education. It covers 100% of their undergraduate tuition with Milliken grants and scholarships, filling the gaps after available state and federal grants. To qualify for Big Blue Pledge, students must submit a free application for federal student aid, be an Illinois resident, be eligible for a federal Pell Grant, and be enrolled full-time at Milliken with at least 12 credit hours per semester. Specific program transfer details can be found at milliken.edu/heartland. Man admits reckless homicide. A Bloomington man has pleaded guilty on Tuesday to reckless homicide for his involvement in a September 2023 car crash that killed another man. Cameron D. Major, 28, was initially charged in December 2023 with reckless homicide, a Class 3 felony, three counts for attempted destruction of evidence, Class A misdemeanor, and two traffic violations for failure to reduce speed and improper lane usage. On September 24, 2023, Bloomington police responded at 3:20 a.m. to a fiery crash scene in the 1800 block of Springfield Road in Bloomington, according to previous reporting from the Pantograph. Authorities said the driver was seen fleeing the area, and first responders found a vehicle engulfed in flames. First responders found Treve D. Clayton, 27, of Bloomington, in the front passenger seat. McLean County Coroner Dr. Kathy Yoder said Clayton died from burns and inhalation injuries caused by the fire that started when the vehicle hit a tree. The defendant, Major, was found in a wooded area more than 250 feet away from the crash site and was taken to a hospital for treatment, Assistant State's Attorney David Beard said at Tuesday's plea hearing. Major was accused of attempting to obstruct justice after he crawled away from the vehicle and concealed evidence within his body. Beard said Major told the police, "I surrender," as he came out from the trees. The prosecutor said police determined Major was doing donuts before he crashed, driving recklessly in a way that causes a car's front or rear wheels to rotate around the opposite wheels and creating a circular skid mark pattern on the road. The prosecutor said the car reportedly hit 78 miles per hour on Springfield Road 3 seconds before the crash. Major attempted to slow down milliseconds later as if he was beginning to lose control of the car, Beard said. Judge Amy McFarland said the reckless homicide offense is punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison or 5 to 10 years if the defendant is extended term eligible, followed by up to 6 months of mandatory supervised release and up to $25,000 fine. A reckless homicide offense could also result in a term of probation up to 2.5 years. Major, who was represented Tuesday by Michael Nichols, also pleaded guilty to each of his attempts to obstruct justice charges, which are punishable by up to 64 days in the McLean County Jail. And he pleaded guilty to improper lane usage, punishable by fines only. The state dismissed his remaining traffic offense for failure to reduce speed to avoid a crash. Since he submitted an open plea rather than reaching a plea agreement with the state, McFarland will determine Major's sentence at a hearing scheduled for July 11th. Suspect held on assault charges. A Bloomington man is being detained on 10 charges involving physical and sexual assault of a woman. Jameson O. Rich, 45, is charged with the following: 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault causing bodily harm, Class X felonies. 4 counts of criminal sexual assault using force, Class 1 felonies. 2 counts of aggravated domestic battery involving strangulation, Class 2 felonies. Rich appeared in court Monday afternoon before Judge J. Brian Goldrick for a detention hearing. He was in court on Saturday for his initial appearance, and he was ordered to be held pending evidence collection. Between Saturday and Monday, the McLean County State's Attorney's Office elevated his charges based on the new evidence. Assistant State's Attorney Ashley Scarborough said Rich was initially charged with 2 counts of criminal sexual assault, Class 1 felonies, 2 counts of aggravated domestic battery involving strangulation, Class 2 felonies, and 1 misdemeanor count of domestic battery. Before the detention hearing proceeded Monday, public defender Ron Lewis objected to the state's petition to detain, noting the 48-hour rule, which requires a judge hold a hearing to determine detention or release within 48 hours of a defendant's arrest under the Pretrial Fairness Act. The state's petition was filed within 48 hours of his initial appearance, coming in at about 1:40 p.m. on Saturday, but Lewis said Rich had been in custody since Thursday. Goldrick denied the defense's motion and continued to the detention hearing. Scarborough read the probable cause statement Monday and said a woman had called Bloomington police on Wednesday, April 23rd, after she had escaped her residence where she lived with the defendant. The woman reported Rich had choked her multiple times in the last week and forced her to have sex with him early that morning. She told police Rich uses methamphetamine and had been violent with her, Scarborough said. The woman said a week before she called the police, Rich had choked her until she passed out, according to the probable cause statement. On April 23rd, she said he choked her again, noting he had been high on meth for the past 3 days. Although she could not breathe while he choked her for about 10 seconds, the woman said she remained conscious, Scarborough said. The woman told police after he choked her, Rich grabbed her, squeezed her head between his hands, lifted her up, and threw her, the prosecutor said. Rich then sexually assaulted her using a bottle of olive oil and forced her to perform oral sex, Scarborough said. Later in the day, the woman fell asleep and was awoken by Rich strangling her, according to the probable cause statement. Bloomington police reported the woman had bruising, redness, and swelling on various parts of her body. She was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Scarborough said medical testing supported the victim's report of the incident. She also noted the medical records showed the woman had a broken toe. According to the probable cause statement, Rich told police nothing physical happened between them. In arguing for his release, Lewis said conditions could be imposed to mitigate the risk Rich poses. Scarborough said Rich's participation in drug court did not prevent this incident from happening, and she argued no lesser conditions than detention would protect the community. Goldrick agreed with the prosecution and ordered Rich to be detained. He is scheduled for an arraignment on May 16th. O'Neill Park Bike Path Input Sought. Bloomington's Parks and Recreation Department will host an informational public meeting next week for a bicycle path that would connect White Oak Park to O'Neill Park. The meeting will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, May 5th in the White Oak Park Community Room, 1514 North College Avenue in Bloomington. During the meeting, the community is encouraged to offer input on the development of the bicycle path connecting both parks, said Dave Lamb, Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation. For more information, you can call 309-434-2260 or visit bloomingtonparks.org. Normal Community. The Normal Community High School prom was held on Saturday, April 26th, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal. This year's theme was The Great Gatsby, All That Glitters is Gold. The king and queen were Carmen Singh and Miguel Patino Diaz. The prom court included Lindy Reardon, Arwen Georges, Alicia Evans, Miguel Patino Diaz, Murphy Brennan, Callum Manhan, Lyra Townsend, and Carmen Singh. Deer Creek Mackinac High School prom was held also on Saturday, April 26th, at the Cannery, 201 North Major Street in Eureka. The king and queen were Shane Coral and Lexi Cottingham. The prom court included Bryce Basham, Addison Carithers, Shane Carell, Lexi Cottingham, Max Eccles, Brandon Griggs, Ryan Kuhn, Isaac Litwiller, Adriana Otez, Rachel Paddock, Abby Smith, and Cora Wheat. One Night in Memphis, the number one tribute to Presley, Perkins, Lewis, and Cash, will be held Friday, May 10th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Visit the box office or their website for more information. We will take a short break now, and then I'll return with the second half of the Pantograph for April 30th, 2025. Please stay tuned.